time for another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio. And today joining us in the studio for the very first time, we have first-year Sally Morrow Principal Jared Hardy. First off, Principal Hardy, it's great to get you in. Thank you for making time for us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
I know it's a little bit tricky getting out there today. It's slick outside.
Yep, it is.
It's snowing, that's for sure. Hey, you guys are back from Christmas break. I'm sure that's probably kind of a squirrely time for principals, for teachers, and maybe even for kids. I mean, you get that lengthy break, and now you got to dive into the second half of the year.
Yeah, it is. It's tough to come back, but it's a good time for the teachers to review their procedures with the kids and to remind them, you know, what's going on and be able for the kids to refocus and get going again.
Now, for you, do you actually get a Christmas break being a principal?
Yeah, I do. We get the same days as the kids do, unless there's things that pop up for us to handle. But for the most part, we get the same as the kids.
Now, you're a first-year principal. You were at Mont Harmon for 8 years before making the switch to Sally Morrow. How has that change been for you?
It's been great. I was a little apprehensive at first with the younger age kids, but they've been awesome. It's really fun to be around those kids. It really helps re-energize you know, to be in education, to be around those kids.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going on at school right now. SAGE testing.
Yeah, we're doing interim SAGE testing starting today, where the kids are going to take the SAGE and kind of monitor where they're at on their progress for the year, getting ready for the end of the year SAGE. So it'll give us information of how they're doing, how we're doing as a school, and be able to look at things that we need to fix or correct and be able to do that.
Now, how much emphasis do you guys place on these early SAGE tests?
These early SAGE tests are just used for us to get some data to look at where the kids are doing well and where maybe we're struggling as a school that we can fix some things and help find holes in the kids' skills.
Now, I know something else that's right around the corner is Science Fair. Science Fair always has quite the following. I mean, a lot of kids get into Science Fair because you can get pretty much as creative as you want with this particular event, right?
Right. This year is the first year we've done it. Our PTA decided to put it on. They've been organizing it. They just sent some flyers home yesterday asking the kids if they want to be involved. They're going to ask the kids to do some type of project with a board, and no matter what it is, as long as it's safe, we're encouraging them all to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things, like I said, you can have a lot of fun with. I'm sure you have kids. This is the fun thing about science. You have a group of kids. It's kind of like your athletes in sports. I mean, they look forward to this time of the year every year, right?
Yeah, right. And I think the younger kids, they see their older siblings doing it in secondary schools, and they get excited about it. So we're excited to give them this opportunity to do it a little earlier than they normally would.
What was the attitude of the kids when they came back to school this week? Were they ready?
Some were. Some were ready, and some were still wanting the break, but yeah. It's been good.
Good. Well, as far as the SAGE testing goes and the science fair, I mean, is there anything else happening at Sally Morrow right now?
Right now, we're getting ready to do some mid-year progress monitoring on our dibbles and our reading to see where our kids are, similar to the SAGE, kind of see where we're at and see what holes we need to try and fill for the students and how we can get better as a school.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that we're at that midway point already.
Yeah, it's crazy to think we're end of second quarter next week and we're halfway through. It's been fast.
Yeah, for the most part, your major breaks are done now, right?
I mean,
Thanksgiving break's done, Christmas break's done.
Right. Spring break coming up in a few months, but that's a ways off. So
it'll be here before you know it, right?
It probably will, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be in here talking about that before you know it. Well, Principal Hardy, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today and share some thoughts and also update us on what's happening at Sally Morrow. Hopefully you have an enjoyable remainder of your first year. I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.